This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Really? Jobs from the past.
You like Minecraft, don't you, Dan?
Yeah, why?
Well, if you were a kid in Victorian times, you might have worked down a real mine. I've been reading all about it in Lord Shaftesbury's journal. Listen.
Every year, as our country prospers, more factories are built to feed the growing demand. All are hungry for fuel. This insatiable desire for coal means there is plenty of work for those who live near coal mines. Even children as young as 4 are set to work in the dangerous darkness. Surely the saddest occupation of all is that of the trapper.
I have a feeling whatever a trapper is, it won't be as fun as Minecraft.
Hold on, Bex!
We're in a massive bucket, going down. Really down.
Down a real mineshaft, and it's getting really, really dark.
Yous must be our new trappers. Better get used to the dark. Come on, move yourselves. Follow me.
I can't see where I'm going. I'm having to feel with my hands.
Hurry up, lass. Candles cost money, and I'm not wasting them on you. Right, here we are. There's a door here. Can you feel it?
I think so.
You trappers are in charge of it. Listen out for the rumble of a wagon, and open it quickly to let it through. And so be sure to shut it again afterwards.
Why not just keep the door open?
Opening and closing the doors helps circulate air in the mine and stop dangerous gases from building up, stupid. Leave them open and there'll be no air to breathe. Is that what you want? Look, it's easy. We have kids as young as 4 down here. If they can do it, I'm sure you great pair can.
I'm hoping that the pay for this job is going to be worth it.
Do the job right and you'll get 8 pence a day. In time, you might get to be a hurrier or a thruster. They push and pull the wagons from the coalface to the mineshaft and get a few more pennies for the trouble. Anyway, I can't dilly-dally. See you later.
Hang on, so we just sit here in this damp, completely dark, tiny tunnel and just wait for wagons? I wish I'd brought a pack of cards. This is going to be boring.
You couldn't see them even if you did. Never mind boring. Imagine being on your own in the dark for that long. I mean, especially if you were a small kid. It'd be scary. I'd go mad.
Yeah, I'm not mad in the dark myself. Look out, I hear a rumble. Quick, open the door. That was close. If we'd fallen asleep, that wagon could have crushed us. Did you see the children pushing and pulling it? They must have been the thruster and the harrier. Not sure I'd like their job either. What a choice, sitting on your own in the dark and damp all day, or pushing heavy wagons back and forth.
This is nothing like Minecraft. It's more like torture. Look, close the book, Bex. Let's get out of here.
Hey, Dan. It says here online that kids still work in mines today, like in the Democratic Republic of Congo. They're sent to dig out cobalt that's used in smartphones, often with little or no safety equipment.
Yeah, we're lucky that things have changed here. All we have to worry about is Minecraft, not real mines.
Really? Jobs from the past. With support from the Heritage Lottery Fund. Find out more at funkidslive.com/really.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.